Hi, the question for Pamela Gresham, PAMELAGRESHAM. Date of service 5/28/2035. Date of birth is 4/8/1961. Date of accident is 9/16/2024. The patient was involved in an automobile accident as a front seat passenger rear restrained and was involved in a T-bone accident on the passenger side. The patient has been seen since 10/3/2024 when it was the first visit every month, and has been following up very well. Physical therapy has been going on, and chiropractic treatments and medications. The patient initially did report pain in the neck and the lower back, severe and left shoulder pain, and numbness, tingling of the right hand, second, third, and fourth finger, besides some headaches and dizziness. Currently, the symptoms continue. She reports that her pain is ongoing to the lower back, which is 5 or 6, with no radiation. Pain in the neck is around 4. Headaches are 4 or 5. Pain in the left, in the right knee is around 5. The patient did undergo an MRI recently, which were done. And they are discussed with the patient at great length at the end. Currently, the patient reports no radiation of pain from lower back to the leg or from neck to the upper extremities. And patient has some difficulty walking, going upstairs, downstairs, or sitting on the floor. And pain level varies from 5 to 6. ADLs are affected 5. 50% relief is reported by the patient. Please review the records for the ADL for system review. And additional issues, substance abuse and compliance. Physical examination, blood pressure is 168 over 60, pulse 69, pulse ox is 100. The rest of the exam will remain the same as previous visit of 5/14/2025, dictation number 0514-006. After reviewing the maps and labs and obtaining new labs, we find the patient to be in compliance. She is provided with the following medications, which are continuing from previous visit, Mobic, Flexeril, Acifex, Ortran, Alavil, Lidocaine 5%. The MRI that was done is reviewed. Patient has a herniated disc at T12 and L1, and T1 and L2, L4 and L5, as well as disc bulge at L2-3, L3-4, L5, S1. The patient do record occasional pain shooting to the right leg as numbness in the front of the thigh, but not too often. We have advised the patient to continue treatments with the physical therapy, spine traction, home exercises, yoga, and if not improved, then we'll be ready to provide her with a epidural injection time 4 to bring some reasonable relief. The right knee MRI shows grade 1 sprain of the anterior cruciate ligament, mild knee joint effusion, grade 4 chondromalacia, subcutaneous edema. Patient was advised that it should continue with a knee brace, which has been ordered. Quad cane has been ordered. And the patient is advised to visit us in 15 days' time. And if she will provide us the consent, we'll be more than happy to provide her with the injection treatment for the knee as well as for the lumbar spine. End of discussion. Thank you.